on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kaif, and in Charleston, CBS News projects former President Donald Trump has won the Republican presidential primary here in South Carolina.
This was a little sooner than we anticipated. It was an even bigger win than we anticipated.
Fueled by voters who say by a wide margin the economy is not good. 70% of the people who voted today say they trust Trump to better handle the economy. My colleague Robert Costa with me here in South Carolina says support for Trump ran deep.
They see him as an avatar for their own feelings about the government, the economy, the culture. And that's helping Trump despite all of his challenges across the board.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has insisted her campaign will not end here. I'm Steve Kaif, and in Charleston, with more CBS News, here's Christopher Cruz.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's body has been returned to his mother, who'd been making public demands on the government. Beth Noble is a former CBS News Moscow bureau chief, now a journalism professor at Fordham University.
The mother says Russian officials tried to blackmail her into agreeing to a secret funeral, but she refused and went public in a video demanding her son's body, showing some of the same fortitude and boldness that made her son such a potent figure for Russia's opposition.
On the day the war in Ukraine entered its third year, President Volodymyr Zelensky told G7 leaders in a virtual address they were responsible for his country surviving the Russian onslaught.
Thanks to our cooperation, millions in Ukraine and in neighboring countries around Russia can feel that their homeland will not become Putin's backyard.
President Biden continues to push the Republican-controlled House to approve a new aid package for Ukraine. In Georgia, a judge has denied bond for the man charged with killing 22-year-old nursing student Laken Riley. Her body was found on the University of Georgia campus in Athens this week. She'd been out jogging. Jose Ibarra is facing a long list of charges, as detailed by Athens Clark County Magistrate Court Judge Donarell Green.
Mr. Ibarra has been charged with malice murder, felony murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, kidnapping, obstructing an emergency call, and concealing the death of another person.
The New York City Fire Department said today a lithium-ion battery caused the fire that killed one person and injured 17 others at a six-story apartment building in Harlem yesterday afternoon. In the last few years, there have been hundreds of fires in the city caused by the lithium-ion batteries that power electric bikes and scooters. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located on Madison's east side. High quality beers with the best ingredients you could find. Visit their tap room, by the way. Exclusive creations by their brewers, plus a sampling of good local snacks and live music. Carbon4.com. And by Herbal Aspect, cannabis elevated. Three Madison locations and online at herbalaspect.com. Let's get the 8 o'clock hour going with Alex White and friends. They're playing at the Burr Oak tonight for their EP release. This song is called Papa La Funk. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
We'll be right back. So take me down, 'cause I've been sinning. Ask me how I know. Enough. motor didn't make a sound, coasting to the kind of cold. Grass cash and a fender racks, brash fast and bound to crash. No one ever told him so. What you many for ants, guess someday came and went.
She said, though you wanna sleep, know that the first
Kicking off your 8 o'clock hour with a double dip of Alex White and Friends. That's Rags to Riches, Papa La Funk before that. And they are playing the Burr Oak tonight for their album release, EP release. They were on the show, last week? Yeah, last week they were on the show.
Yeah.
That podcast is available right now at maxincradio.com.
It is.
Hope you're having a great evening. Thank you for tuning in. Max Inc. across Civic Media. Original local music until midnight. Jimmy K. Rocker and KJ filling in for Terry Barr. You guys having fun doing radio tonight, KJ?
Oh, always. Just love hanging out with you guys. And there's always something new. And I always get to meet someone I've never met before. Right. Learn something I never knew before. So the list is long. But up next, at about 8:30, we've got Mary Rose Eckert, who is the director of Make Music Madison. That one day a year when people all across the country all play music together on the first day of summer.
All across the world, actually.
The whole world. Okay, yeah. So she manages what goes on here in Madison, which is just an incredible number of stages, which of course she'll get into when we talk to her more, but very much looking forward to that interview coming up at 8:30.
And Jimmy, we are going to have Live in the Lair. That is going to feature a 14-piece a cappella band right here.
The violin. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, I see 9 so far.
Oh, wow.
It's happening.
We're counting them, Jimmy. We're going to be stuffed in here. That's going to be happening 9 to 10 p.m. And then Max Inc. Heavy introducing M. Shell, a new on-air personality for Max Inc. Radio. We're going to have her here.
Right. That was going to be the breaking news, by the way. But that's okay. Oh, sorry.
Well, tune in for this breaking news later.
I can't stress, there's not going to be any instruments in the studio tonight for the music. It's all vocal.
That's right.
It's nature's instrument.
I was just going to say, it is an instrument, of course. I'm playing my instrument well tonight. Hey, let's do some Barr Knows. Terry Barr, she's on a undisclosed beach somewhere, living the life, but she's still put together Barr Knows. We appreciate it. Let's check it out right now. It's Max Inc. Radio.
Hey everyone, Terry Barr with your Barr Notes. A few notes to highlight some music happenings around the state. Okay, we're going to start with a shout out to Wendy Schneider. Now, if her name sounds familiar, the Madison woman has hosted a variety of music, gear, and beer festivals. She was also behind the documentary about Smart Studios, which at one time was run by Butch Vig of the band Garbage. Butch, of course, is originally from Wisconsin. So now her latest documentary is getting some attention and will be featured during the Wisconsin Film Festival in April. It's called Angels of Dirt and focuses on several women motorcycle racers, along with a heavy soundtrack including some Wisconsin bands. There's going to be a Film Fest sneak peek in Madison on Wednesday, March 6th. You can find all the details at wifilmfest.org. An hour congrats to Wendy. Now to a Wisconsin-based musician in need of some help. Chris Sandoval, drummer for the Jimmies, ended up having emergency heart surgery on Valentine's Day. The Jimmies band leader, Jimmy Bagley, says Chris is slowly on the mend, but as is commonly known, many full-time musicians love their jobs, but those jobs don't provide health insurance. So there's a GoFundMe page just open to support Chris. If you think you'd like to help, go to GoFundMe.com and then search for Chris's page through his last name, Sandoval. It's spelled S-A-N-D-O-V-A-L. Or you can find a link directly to it on the Jimmy's Facebook page. And the band Slow Pulp is having a heck of a year, and it's only February. The group is made up of a couple of Wisconsinites, and just a few years ago, won Rockonson. That's the statewide competition for high school garage bands. Now Slow Pulp is touring the world in support of a new album. And save this date, Slow Pulp is going to be the featured band on the CBS This Morning's Saturday Sessions in New York City. It's already been recorded and is set to air on Saturday, March 2nd. Again, Slow Pulp will be on CBS This Morning's Saturday Sessions on Saturday, March 2nd. And I hear from a good source, you will not want to miss it. Finally, I want to add in a good note to end Barr Notes tonight. Sarah Dessen writes, music is the great uniter, an incredible force, something that people will differ on everything and anything. This can still have all of us find common ground. Thanks to all of you who love supporting the artists playing all of the notes at live music bars all across the state. And if you have a favorite event or a venue you want us to consider, send me an email, terry.barr@civicmedia.us. For Max Inc. Radio, I'm Terry Barr with your Barr Notes.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
I'm your stepping stone. Raise you up, be what you want to be. I'm your stepping stone. Raise you up, see what you came to see. For the taste of your sweetness, always sweeter than nectarine. You take two steps back, three steps forward, and you know where it's at, and you know what to go for. You can keep those things. I don't need none of your strings. I'll be your stepping stone. I'm your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, be what you wanna be. I'm your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, see what you came to see. Well, the taste of your sweetness, always sweeter than nectarine.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with the People Brothers Band. That was Stepping Stone. Love that new album from the People Brothers Band. So good. Jimmy K, Rocker, and KJ hanging out with you on a Saturday evening, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We have some breaking news, KJ.
Breaking?
Yeah. Breaking.
Is it breaking?
I think this is breaking news.
Yeah.
Rocker sent me the message today saying no one knows about this,
well,
except for the three of us.
And I was on the John and Gordy show on Friday, and Gordy's like, when is the Mamas happening? And I was like... I can't tell you. They haven't released it yet. You know, we're talking all about the whammies and stuff and when that's happening. But it was like, well, when is the MAMA award ceremony coming up? And we didn't know. Nobody knew. But guess what, Jimmy?
Well, hold on. Let's set the scene here for a second.
We found out.
The MAMAs, the Madison Area Music Association, is an award ceremony for local music from Madison. Very similar to the whammies, but that's statewide based.
Right.
But it happens here in Madison. It benefits to put instruments in the hands of kids, KJ.
Yeah, yeah.
Great organization, great charity organization.
Yep, instruments to individual kids. They give money to schools to buy things like, you know, guitars and violins and strings and speakers and, you know, mundane things like music stands. And they do scholarships. There's a scholarship in Clyde Stubblefield's name that, you know, helps a student go on to higher education in music. I mean, they do so many great things as an organization to help students, help young people be able to play music. If it's in their heart, we give them the instruments to do it. And then what we do to honor musicians in town is we have this very lovely awards show. And the magic date is, Jimmy, lay it on us.
When is it, Jimmy?
October 13th. It seems like it's a few months away, but there's a lot of things that kind of have to happen before that. Like, first of all, you got to get registered, or you've got to nominate someone to win a MAMA.
And there's a deadline for that coming up.
There is a deadline, and people respond to deadlines, and this one is coming up. It's March 1st, which is this Thursday. Whoa.
March 1st.
So no more time to dilly-dally. If you have a band or you're a solo act and you want to register yourself, or if you know of somebody who maybe just isn't the kind of person to like get on a computer and do that kind of thing on their own, you can also nominate other acts and other people for the MAMA Awards. But it's all got to be done by Thursday night at midnight.
You know what? I want to see a good... You know, I host Max Inc. Heavy. I want to see a good Max Inc. Heavy band in the MAMAs. There's so many good metal bands here and punk bands here in Madison. Y'all can win this stuff. Just get in, and it's for the kids.
It is. It's all for the kids, and it is all genres. It is. You know, it doesn't just all go to like the rock or the country. It's
right.
Like, we've got everything in there. We've got a unique category, and we've you know all these different sort of sub genres of music. I mean, if it's music, we love it, and we want to honor it.
October 13th is the award ceremony. We're going to have more information as far as where it's at, who's performing. Mm-hmm. How to get tickets for it. That's all coming up. If you're interested in the MAMAs, you can go to their website, themamas.org. Themamas.org. What's that deadline again, KJ?
This Thursday. Don't
do
miss
it. No.
It's really easy. It doesn't take, you know, you're not going to break a sweat. You just get in there with a little bit of information and, you know, nominate your friends, nominate yourself, And just be a part of it, because we have a really good time and you'll be surrounded by fantastic music. And why wouldn't you want to be a part of that?
Exactly. Themamas.org. And we're going to talk about another great tradition here in Madison that happens on the first day of summer. That's next on Max Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at MoveToMadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Happy Saturday night across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't forget, get the app on your phone. You can grab that at any app store. You can grab it at MaxIncRadio.com, CivicMedia.us. You can also ask Alexa to listen to Mad Radio 92.7 here in Madison. That's always fun to go to people's houses and ask Alexa to play some Civic Media radio station. I leave it right there.
Oh, I'm going to try that.
I know.
All right, Jimmy, Make Music Madison is part of a worldwide Make Music Day, a festival that celebrates live music every year in cities across the globe on the first day of summer, June 21st. Madison, Wisconsin happens to be among the top cities across the globe, boasting nearly 700 live music venues that pop up around every corner in the city.
We're number one.
We're number one.
Here to tell us about Make Music Madison and how you can become involved is Director Mary Rose Eckberg. Yeah. Mary Rose, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on. Always a pleasure.
We were talking about traveling earlier in the show, and I know you're a traveler. Did you go on any trips recently?
I did. I just got back from Vietnam about five, 6 days ago. Yeah, wow. It was awesome.
Where in Vietnam did you go?
Mostly northern and central Vietnam, so bounced around quite a bit, but I had a wonderful time. People were super friendly. The food was amazing.
I was just going to ask you about the spicy food.
Oh, yeah. I ate a lot of spicy food.
She's still sweating.
I ate a lot of noodle soup. I ate a lot of spring rolls. Yeah, it was great.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it was a really wonderful time.
What was like the most memorable sight you saw?
So one of the greatest things we did was we did near Ninh Binh, we went on a riverboat tour through a cave system. So you actually are in these caves for like 20 to 30 minutes. And the ceilings are so low, you have to actually bend over or you will get hit in the face with a rock. Oh, wow. And there's only like four of you on a little paddle boat with one guide. And it was absolutely beautiful. And we went through, we were the first boat through in the day, so the water hadn't been disturbed. So it was a perfectly reflective mirror surface. So yeah, that was breathtaking.
Was there typical cave stuff like stalagmites or whatever they're called?
Yeah, absolutely. And crystals. And we saw bats, like bats swooping down. Uh-huh. And but the caves are fully lit. They have like, you know, lights through the whole cave.
The caves are lit.
Yeah. So you're not like in the pitch black with a flashlight.
I was wondering about that. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but it was amazing.
And did you go to Egypt as well?
I did, yeah. About a year ago, I went to Egypt, which was, I went from, you know, all the way from Alexandria to Abu Simbel, which is in the southern border, and saw, you know, did a Nile cruise, saw a lot of the country, and that was a really, really wonderful trip. And the first time that I'd flown that far, and my first sort of, you know, non-European destination, so it was a big deal, yeah.
So tell us something about riding a camel that we don't know.
So they have to, I don't know if you knew this, but they have to lay down so that you can get on top of them. Yeah. You don't really interact too much with their face because they may try to bite you or spit on you.
Yeah. Yep.
And what's something that you don't know? Let's see. They get used a lot by tourists. So they often say to try to avoid using like the more like the really pushy salesmen because their camels are sort of not treated very well. So you should try to kind of go a little bit further afield to make sure that you're not using a camel that's just having to get up and down and up and down all day long and working a lot.
That's a great piece of advice. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow. So for those trying to wrap their head around the whole festival, World Festival, Make Music Madison, tell us about it. It started here in Madison in 2013, right?
Yep. Yeah. Our chapter started in 2013. We're going strong. We were the sixth chapter in the United States to found. But the organization as a whole, the concept of Make Music Day was founded in France about 43 years ago now. So it's, you know, it's a pretty old international festival. But in the United States, it's only been around for, you know, 12, 13, 14 years. So we're really lucky that we have one of the oldest chapters in the U.S. There's over 1,000 cities worldwide now that celebrate Make Music Day. Just in Wisconsin, there's more than 20 chapters now.
Wow.
So it's really grown.
Is there a chapter in Wausau?
Maybe. Yeah. I'm not sure.
How about Green Bay?
There's Appleton has a chapter, yeah, so nearby.
Waukesha?
No, Milwaukee has a chapter.
Okay. How about Richland Center or Racine?
Nope, neither Hayward. Of those, although they should.
These are all cities that their civic media radio stations.
That's why you're asking. I'm like, man, this is just a random list. Yeah.
A beautiful mind.
No, you know, I don't have the whole list in front of me, but if you want to find it, it's if you go to makemusicday.org/WI or Wisconsin, they list all of the chapters. So anywhere you are in the world, you can go to like a Make Music Day website and find out like where are the other chapters. Locally to Madison, I know that Sun Prairie has a chapter. DeForest has a chapter. Middleton has a chapter. And Wanakee has a chapter. So I know those areas do. But yeah, can't quiz me on the other. You can get Ann Katz in here, and she can list off all just 20 like some odd chapters.
We actually just had her a couple of weeks ago.
2 weeks in a row. She was here 2 weeks in a row. She has so much to say.
Yeah.
You know, the concept of Make Music Day is just super easy. We're celebrating summer. First day of summer, June 21st, and music everywhere around Madison here. And last year was really successful for the chapter here in Madison.
Yeah, we were really fortunate to find out after the event that we had the most number of performances of any chapter in the United States. One of the highest numbers of events outside of France in the world, which is a really big deal because in France, Make Music Day is like a national holiday where people take off work and stuff. And they told us we had the same number of events as Berlin, Germany, which is insane because that's a huge city with like everyone, you know, with a huge music history too. So, yeah, you know, we're doing good. So we'll see if we can top that this year. It's on a Friday, which I think is going to help.
Yeah.
Yep. Last year it was on a Wednesday. So if we can pull out almost 700 shows on a Wednesday, I'm excited to see what we can do on a Friday.
Nice.
Wow. Like, what are the requirements of being a venue and providing a stage?
That's a great question. So we try to keep it as easy as possible. So because we are the Madison chapter, the first requirement is you have to be within the city of Madison limits. If you want to be a participant in Make Music Day and you're not within the city of Madison, we recommend you find your local chapter or start one. It's really easy and it's very inexpensive to start a chapter. The second requirement is that the event has to be free and open to the public. So you cannot charge an admission. People need to be able to just walk into your venue. So that means if you're hosting in your house, they're going to be walking into your house. And then the last requirement is that you just have to make sure that you are not blocking, like if you're outside on the street, you have to make sure that you're not blocking pedestrian easeways and people can still get through. But we try to keep it really easy and we invite everybody to host, you know, anywhere that they can think of. So
I went to one on somebody's porch a couple of years ago. It might have been during COVID, during the heat of it. So a lot of things were outside. And so we just kind of hung out at the park across the street. But literally, it was like just this dude's porch.
Yep.
And it was great.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. And we used to have a requirement that events all be outside because this is also, you know, the summer solstice. Mm-hmm. So we wanted people to be outside and connect with nature. But then we found out that sometimes because of the weather, that poses a huge challenge. So why have that limitation? So now you can have them inside or outside.
Mary Rose Ekberg from Make Music Madison here on Max Inc. Radio with us. You know, the cool thing about the Madison chapter, really the whole everything about Make Music, is the website. It's almost like matchmaking, you know, swipe right, swipe left, or whatever. And that's, you know, so venues could do the, use it to pick bands. Bands can use it to pick venues. And then at the end, you know, there's a great list of where the artists are playing for the fans.
Yep. It's an amazing tool. We try to make it super easy. You can input whatever information you have. Like if you have photos, if you have links to your website, if you have, you know, a SoundCloud page, you can build a nice little profile of your musician. And you can search for, like, if you are a musician that has to have a PA system, you can search by that. If you need to only perform, you know, after 5 o'clock because you've got a day job, you can limit that and search by that. So it's really easy to use. And once you make a match, you can communicate. There's an online platform, you know, messaging system. And then when the venue and the performer confirm, it comes to myself and my team of volunteers to review, make sure that, you know, you're meeting our standards. And then once it's approved, you're good to go. And it automatically populates on our website.
Super easy. And there's some important dates coming up here, too, for registration and deadlines. We were just talking about deadlines, KJ.
People respond to deadlines.
Yeah. What's the deadlines coming up here for Make Music Madison?
So registration will open for both performers and venue hosts on April 1st. April Fool's Day, so it won't be a joke. It's actually opening that day, and it will close June 1st. So if you're after June 1st, you can always reach out to us to see if you can still get in the system. But June 1st is the deadline for registration officially.
That's awesome. I can tell you right now, I think I did this last year. We're definitely committing to having a stage here for Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media.
Yes, here? Thank you here? So much for committing. Did you hear that?
Nice.
That's a big commitment.
I'm
it's
committed.
Happening.
We saw it. We are witnesses.
Yeah, we are witnesses. That's all. It's been recorded.
Oh, easy peasy. We're going to have a huge stage.
I'm excited.
It's
going to
be a good time.
To it. Thank you guys, as usual, for hosting. We appreciate the support.
We appreciate your effort and your hard work in Make Music Madison. Mary Rose Ekberg, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Let's do some Kyle Henderson, Brand New Chance on Max Inc. Radio.
Look at me with eyes that understand me. Oh. Nothing better in this world. When she hold my heart and treat it so very gently. Oh, nothing better in this world. Every day is a brand new day. Said the heart, it has its reasons. Mm-hmm. Reason just can't understand. When some alchemy turns stone to flesh and life and breathing, yeah. Reason got nothing but to bend the knee and raise your hand. Yeah.
Hey, this is Patrick from Salvatore's Tomato Pies and Dark Horse, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Geology Club and Teenage Love. They won Rockconson last year. Rockconson, of course, is a garage band competition for high school kids. Pretty cool competition, actually. And Geology Club definitely came up and won last year. So this year, for 2024, the registration for bands is March 1st to April 30th. You can win a trip to Summerfest. You can get your music recorded in a professional studio, Rockconson. To get more information, go to rockonsin.com. This is a Dennis Graham Associate Production, and thanks to Dennis for passing along the word. Rockconson, the sign-up period for your band, March 1st to April 30th. All right, hey, coming up here on Max Inc. Radio, we got Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate, the UW Mad Hatters, 14-piece ape a cappella band. It's going to be amazing. It's going to blow you away. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes on Max Inc. Radio with Jaden James, Hearing Your Love on Max Inc. Radio.
Safest of all, I don't have.
that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's a song about my best friend. She's white, black, brown, long, and thin. She's just a coon hound from the shelter. She hails from Alabama, where kin hunt raccoons, tracking hounds of hell. She never made the cut for treeing. Right now she could pay for days, but am I brave enough to face the way that her youth is bound to fade before my eyes? I bet that you'd understand if you've ever had a four-legged friend who's made your life a little brighter. Yeah.
Here we go.
To a squirrel, she's just a stalker. She's the best goddamn tree in Walker Coon. Bred in the USA. She's proud to be a Midwest girl with her nose to the ground and a worry in the world. And I think she even likes the snow now. Try and take a bone and she'll growl like a brat. She ain't nothing more than a neighborhood cat or being mistaken for a beagle. At home she's the queen of the yard. If a critter walks by, she'll sound the alarm. Much more than she'll ever know. I know one day that she'll pass on, but this home we made, it won't be the same when she's gone. Right now she can be for days, but am I brave enough to face the way that her youth is bound to fade before my eyes?
Mrs. Kane, get off Mr. Kane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kaif, and in Charleston, CBS News projects...